SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb, the Tuesday edition. I don't know if it's different from the Monday edition or the Friday edition or the Thursday edition, but it's an edition nevertheless, so what's the good of the day?
Well, it's usually different because it's Tuesday.
That's true, it is Tuesday.
A lot of times I try to throw in a two for Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
So depending on the time, we might have two goods.
Oh, good.
The first good of the day, which I know you'll be excited for as well, because it's probably a big waste of time, but the NFL is considering doing away with the challenging the pass interference calls.
Oh, yeah, that didn't really work out this year, did it?
I mean, they're bringing it back to the table. They might just get rid of it altogether. They might tweak it. I don't know what they can do to tweak it. You know, I mean, I think, what, one call was overturned last year?
Yeah, it was like, we want to do this, but we're not really ready to just open the Pandora's box of fun.
Exactly. I think they were all hoping, like, you know, the call that we'll do is that Saints one.
Right. Right.
Where it's so egregiously missed that this one's a no-brainer. I think that's what they were waiting for. They never got it. It was always these, I think that was pass interference. Nah, it wasn't.
Yeah, good.
Oh, that wasn't pass interference. Yeah, it was.
If you're going to do it, you got to be open to the scrutiny of it. And I don't know. I just never felt like the league was really comfortable with that kind of openness to overturning these kind of things. I just didn't think they wanted to expose themselves to the sort of ineptitude of that particular call.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, if you had a ton of them that were overturned, it'd be like, well, okay, what exactly are these officials looking at?
Exactly.
Like, why is it that every time a challenge is made on a judgment call like this, it's always going in the opposite direction? Are we training these guys right? I mean, how exactly are these games officiated? And I didn't think the league was ready to go that far down the rabbit hole.
Not only that, or, you know, if there's one officiating crew that constantly has their calls overturned.
Right.
Versus another officiating crew. It's like, okay, well, what's wrong with that crew? And then you start to develop, I mean, yeah, already, you know, coaches and players have a bias against certain officials. I mean, you can't not help that.
Yeah. But then imagine if Major League Baseball put together a system where an umpire, balls and strikes, right? Like, an umpire would call balls and strikes. And the computer would override any time the umpire just got it wrong.
Right.
Right. And then Major League Baseball was like, this guy he's got like 60% of his calls right because the computer is saying it. I think that's what the NFL was looking at. They were looking at a system where every now and then the officials were going to get exposed. And if you put more exposure on the officials, you'd be like, wait a minute, our games aren't even on the up and up.
No, I think they were just looking for an answer because of the fallout from the Saints Rams debacle.
Yes. Yeah.
They were like, oh, the NFL was being pressured. Like, you guys got to do something.
Yeah,
how did
no
you
kidding.
Miss that call?
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's, you know, so, I mean, it could be done away with, which is a good thing. Because
it's a good
thing.
I
think it was a wasted challenge all season long.
Me too.
I mean,
me too.
Like I said, I think one was overturned.
Good point.
Out of, you know, I don't know, maybe the 100 or 70s. I think at least the 70s, in the 70s, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
I don't know. Yeah. The other good of the day is The Mandalorian.
The television show on Disney Plus, the Star Wars show on Disney Plus.
If you remember it's okay to talk about the season finale part now.
Baby
right?
Yoda.
You've seen the
season
finale.
Yep.
You remember Giancarlo Epstein or Esposito's final scene? He was sitting there and he was holding the Darksaber.
Yes.
And everyone went, you know, every Star Wars nerd across the country shouted out in glee.
Yes, who know about this through the extended universe.
Yes, well, apparently he also was on a panel or an interview or something and said that there will be more lightsaber battles now.
Oh, good.
In The Mandalorian, which I'm excited for just because of the way this show had been filmed. It was like really gritty, really raw.
Right.
That I don't think we're going to get hokey, futuristic battles. We're going to get actual, like, swords play.
Good. That'll be kind of cool. By the way, he plays a very good villain.
He does.
He was Gus Fring on Breaking Bad.
Yeah, there are certain people who revel on that road.
Yeah.
Role, don't they?
He was very nefarious in Mandalorian too. He's very good at that.
Yeah.
He's very good. His facial features, the way he has that calm anger, where he has a facial expression of being very, very angry, but very, very calm at the same time. Like, I'm going to do something really bad, but it's very justified because I've thought it out.
He'd be one of those that every once in a while you see on an article, you know, guys who you love to hate.
Yes.
Type of thing, like, you know, or TV characters, movie characters that you love to hate. I mean, he would be on there. I put him up there with the lady who played Dolores Umbridge in the Harry Potter films.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't stand her.
Yeah, can't stand that's her. Right. That's right. All right,
Voldemort,
so what's
I have feelings for, but her, no.
Yeah. So what is
the bad of the day is you knew it was going to happen, but you can go on eBay right now and buy some of the materials, the items that were given out at the Kobe Bryant Memorial Service.
You can't. Oh, they gave away T-shirts.
T-shirts. There was a full picture booklet of Kobe and Gigi's life.
Wow.
You can find. There was a pin, a ceremonial pin as well. Yeah, you take the eBay. You can go ahead and spend your hard-earned money and buy some of these items.
Real quick, I did not know about this. I didn't even research this. How did people get into this?
I think it was a lottery. I actually had a friend of mine, a kid who I used to coach in soccer a long time ago, way back in the day. He got in.
He got in?
Yeah, you were put on a wait list.
Oh, okay.
And then if your number was called in, you got to go. And so they got to go.
Wow.
And I don't know. This seems to me, I know there's a market for it and people would want to buy this type of stuff, but it just seems to me that you shouldn't sell.
Shouldn't sell it.
So
you
those
just,
type of things.
Just people
shouldn't
just
profit,
you know,
off of it. That's, yeah, I know. Basically what it is.
I know. Especially, I don't know. Like to if I'm going to go to that, I'm going to go to that to make because it's special to me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep all that stuff because it's special to me.
And to a larger extent, that's the problem with LA.
Right.
You know,
but you know better
this,
than me.
I've said this for years and years and years that the true Laker fans are the ones you never see on TV. They're the ones in the nosebleed sections.
Right.
You know, who literally spent their last dime that pay period to go to that game. And then you have the people in the lower section that you do see all the time. And those are the ones who are there to be seen.
Or yeah.
There to say, hey, I was at the Laker game yesterday. Did you happen to catch the Laker game yesterday? I was there.
Yes.
And those, I mean, sure, there's some fandom with them, but they're not true fans. They're there more in it for themselves. And that's kind of a problem with L.A. I mean, you know, it's a stereotype of L.A. that actually is kind of true, that, you know, you do things to be seen. And I think there were some people who probably went to this memorial service because I'm going to brag that I went to the memorial service.
Sure.
I have to take off work today, boss, because I am going to the memorial service.
Right. I know.
And, you know, and those are the same type of people who are turning around and going, hey, look, I got a free color booklet. Wife here has a free color booklet. We don't need two.
We don't need two, right?
Let's sell one and make a profit.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Because they probably got it for free. I'm assuming they got it for free.
I think they were, like, the T-shirts, I think, were given to every single person that got in. So.
And you could turn around and sell those for hundreds of dollars
now. Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing.
So,
goodness.
I don't know.
All right, so the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day. I went from that robbery to an actual bank robbery. A bank robber in Scotland was caught after he had to expose his face.
He had to expose his face.
Yeah, he forgot one essential part to his bank robbing plan, and that was to cut eye holes in his pillowcase.
Oh, well done. So he didn't think, he thought he could see through it well enough.
No, I don't know. I don't, you know what? I think this might, I'm not going to speculate on this guy's, you know, mentals, but I think he might have wanted to get caught because.
Right.
Basically, what he did is he decided to rob the bank with a hatchet. First of all,
ew,
pulls the hatchet out of the pillowcase, throws the pillowcase over his head. I just don't think he thought all the way through because then he had to keep removing his pillowcase to know where the teller was so he could demand the money.
I got a question. I have a question about this, and this is a larger question of this. In 2020, is bank robbing a thing still?
I think it's always going to be a thing.
I think so, too. I think criminals are always find a way around the technology, but it just feels like, you know, because I remember my I had a friend of mine whose father worked in a bank, And I remember it was my friend from college, and I remember going to his house like one weekend. We're hanging out. And his father said years ago when he was young, he was a young executive coming up. Now this probably was early 70s, and he said one day three guys came into the bank and robbed the bank. And he goes, and I knew those guys. I couldn't prove it, but I could. The voice sounded familiar. They came in, took the money, and they never got caught. And he goes, I always suspected these guys because, I was naturally curious about, you worked at the bank your whole career. Have you ever been robbed? And he told this story. But his point was, look, three guys came in, like planned this, and they probably all said, till the day we die, we are not saying a word about this, and we'll get away with it. The bank will get reimbursed, right? The insurance will take care of it, and we'll get away with it. But it feels like today there's cameras everywhere. I go into the bank, I see there's cameras everywhere. I go to my local small branch bank every now and then, and I don't go to the bank very much at all because I do everything online. I look up and I go, there's one, there's two, there's, I'm like, how do you get, like, even if you wear a mask, how do you get away with it? Even if you go in well prepared, how do you get away with it?
You'll still see him on TV.
Every now and then you'll see a clown teller mask.
Yeah. Wearing a Halloween mask. He went up to the teller. Wearing a pillowcase and forgot to cut eye holes.
Seriously, it was like you could see back in the old days a group of people going, look, we're going to go to a town way out there. Like, we live in Georgia, and we're going to drive all the way to North Carolina. We're going to find a small town. We're going to steal a car, and then we're going to go in, and we're going to rob this small branch. We're not going to hurt anybody. We're just going to take the money and get the hell out of there. We're never going to get caught.
And we're going to remind everyone, too, because it, you see it all the time in the movies. Don't do anything stupid.
Right.
Your money is insured.
Right. They say it all the time in Hollywood, right?
All the time.
All the time. Just stay on the ground. We're taking the bank's money, not yours. You're going to get yours back, right? We're just taking the bank's money, and then they get away with it. In 2020, they can take a shot of you robbing the bank and analyze it and find some scratch of skin and go, "All right, this is Mark Jones and he lives at 215, Amherst Way." And you're like, "Wow, how did they do that?" Like, technology, man. Face recognition software, this, that, and other things. So I'm just curious, if you're a career criminal, is bank robbing still a thing in this modern day?
Right. Or do you find other sources now?
Do you just go online and try to hack people's accounts now and go, now it just saves me the time. Now I don't even have to get any equipment. Why spend money on gas when I can do it from the comfort of my own secure living room? Right? I don't know. It's just a question I got, because every time I go into the bank, I look up and I go, man, they got me on everything.
Well, there are some banks I go to, they don't even have a teller anymore.
Yeah.
It's just there's an ATM machine in the middle of the room, or you can go into one of the offices, and they don't have like that traditional, let me wait in this queue for 5 days before I get to there, because everyone has a long-ass problem. But when I get there, I spend 2 minutes.
Yep. Remember when you used to go to the bank, there used to be a line?
Yes.
They used to like have a rope line?
That's what I'm talking about. You just kept walking back and forth. You don't ever see. That's what I'm saying. You don't even see the teller anymore.
I know. My father used to go to the bank every once a week.
Yeah.
He used to deposit his paycheck, cash, get cash. I was like, how in the world? Every week you did that? That sounds like a big waste of time now. I never go. When I have to go to the bank, I walk in and out. There is nobody in the bank. There is nobody waiting in line.
There's always guys willing to help you out, too.
Bro, they want to jump all over you.
Hey,
there's like people.
I haven't talked to someone in 5 years.
Susan over here has been telling me the same story about her cat for the last 2 hours. I can't wait to see somebody. What do you need? Ones? How about pennies? Can I count pennies for you? Please, anything. God.
By the way, don't touch those lollipops. Not sure how long they've been there for.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on SB Nation AM.